In less than 48 hours, the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee meets up to rule on what to do with the delegates in Florida and Michigan. Senator Bill Nelson is scheduled to make a presentation shortly after 9:30 a.m., representing the Florida Democratic Party. He'll be followed by Florida DNC member John Ossman, and then presenters as yet unnamed for the Clinton and Obama campaigns. ABC News reports that many of the members in the panel that will be deciding say Hillary Clinton will not get what she wants, which is full restoration of the delegates. Committee co-chair James Roosevelt says that the Clinton camp would have to persuade the Rules and Bylaws Committee that there was no violation of the rules, and he says, "I haven't seen anything to support that." Protesters supporting Hillary Clinton are expected to pack the hotel room where Saturday's meeting will take place, with demonstrators outside. The Atlantic Magazine's Mark Ambender blogs on the magazine's website that some Clinton campaign surrogates have been quietly encouraging vocal protests at the meeting, but he writes that this will almost certainly backfire and wind up stealing the committee's spine. As we just said, Tallahassee DNC member John Ossman will be speaking Saturday. Speculation has surfaced in the past couple of days that splitting Florida's 211 delegates in half will probably be the remedy, a remedy that Ossman says he's okay with.
What I'd be happy with is Florida having at least 100 to 110 delegate votes, whether it's 211 people casting half votes, which would be 105 and a half, or the charter delegates plus half the pledge delegates, which could get us as high as 117, that would be fabulous.
Recognizing half the delegation, some say should have been the position that the DNC should have chosen all along, similar to what the Republicans did last year. They had no drama. We've had countless amount of angst in the state for the last year. Do you think that in retrospect, if they, Howard Dean and company, had just done that, we could have avoided all of this?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, Florida would have played a pivotal role on the Democratic side in its presidential selection. As you may recall, even with just a half a delegation on the Republican side, John McCain knocked out both Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney in Florida. Florida picks presidents. Other states that vote earlier pick corn. And it's very, very important, or should have been very important, that Florida have 50% of the delegates at that point. So we would have been on the map all the way, back then, and it would have made a big difference.
John, as our listeners remember, the January 29th vote broke down with Hillary Clinton getting close to 50% of the vote, Barack Obama 33%. But as a South Florida Sun Sentinel columnist mentioned in a Clinton conference call yesterday, John Edwards got 14% of that vote. Do you know how it will work in terms of, of course, Edwards has endorsed Barack Obama, but the delegates, I guess, are free to do and support whomever they want. But that 14%, that allocation of those delegates, how that could ultimately work out to go to either candidate here?
Well, what happens is, yes, that's correct. What happened is Hillary Clinton got 105 delegates, Barack Obama got 67 delegates, and John Edwards got 13 delegates. Of those 13 delegates, I think probably 9 of them are going to support Barack Obama ultimately. The other 4 will support Clinton or are still undecided.
John, I know that we have talked to you a few times since this whole race began. I know you were originally a Dennis Kucinich supporter. We're hearing now that, of course, this meeting that you'll be at Saturday morning could be quite colorful with a lot of folks, some from Florida coming out, a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters putting the pressure on the DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee. Do you see whatever comes out of Saturday, and then, of course, we just have the last few primaries on Tuesday, that this party will come together? Or do you see this maybe lasting longer because the Clinton supporters will want it to last longer?
Well, first off, Dennis Kucinich's congressional office saved my mom's life, so I supported Dennis Kucinich, and thanks for that. And I'm currently uncommitted. Secondly, having a lot of protesters or colorful people there isn't going to have any impact. It'd be just like a protest outside the United States Supreme Court building. The justices in the Supreme Court are going to listen to the case and make a decision. The only difference between the justices and the Democratic National Committee Rules and Bylaws Committee is after hearing the testimony in the morning, they are going to make a decision on Saturday.